From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Claire's is a store known for its low-priced jewelry and ear-piercing stands popular among tweens. You might have seen them at the mall if you go to the mall. The company has depended on foot traffic in malls for the past 60 years, but what happens now that malls are on the decline? Analysts will be wondering as Claire's delivers its latest quarterly earnings today. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Walk into Claire's with $20 and you'll leave with sterling silver hoops, rhinestone studs, and maybe a fashion scarf. The retailer's claim to fame has been cheap and cute accessories for its mostly tween and 20-something customers.
You got to go back. At one point, Claire's Boutiques was one of the most successful chain stores ever in the history of America.
That's retail analyst Howard Davidowitz. He says Claire's has had one of the highest returns on investment than any other chain, relying heavily on the foot traffic from mall anchors like Sears and Macy's. But with those retailers closing more stores and competing online, Claire's has taken a real hit with its 2,600 stores globally. It's been carrying a heavy debt for several years now, and Moody's retail analyst Charlie O'Shea says that's crippled its brand.
They don't have the ability to invest heavily in their websites. They don't have the ability to freshen up their stores, for instance.
Claire's may face stiff competition from other discount retailers, but no one else has cornered the ear-piercing market. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.